We heard a lot of reaction to this finding, that 164 schools not named Crystal House Academy saw higher grades in 2012 after this last-minute change.
First on Fox, a report card boost.
A few local newspapers wrote up the story. We even got on TV.
Yeah, that's right, Tom and Tracy. Take a look at this map. All of these red dots that you see.
This map is on our blog, showing 165 schools we found with higher grades. But when a few of our readers looked at these schools, they had another reaction. Why is it that all of them ended up with A's and B's? Why didn't these changes help any schools that got D's or F's? Good question. The answer? It's mathematically impossible. And to explain why that is, I wrote a little something. Not a song, I can't really play piano, but I do know my scales, and a musical scale is a pretty good way to demonstrate how to calculate a school's grade, and then to make sense out of this rule change that lifted 165 schools' B's and C's, but not any D's or F's. So, a school's final letter grade is actually an average of two subscores. Up to 4 points for its I-STEP results in English, and up to 4 points for math. Here's how this works. Let's say in English, your school earns 4 points. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a perfect score, the same as an A. But in math, your school earns 0, 1, 2, 2 points. Same as a C. So average the 2, 3, and you've got 3 points, good enough for a B. But here's where the change comes in. If enough students show academic progress, a school can earn up to 2 bonus points in both subjects.
Conceptually, for math or language arts, a school could get a 6.0.
Terry Spradlin of IU's Center for Evaluation and Education Policy says even if the state's rules weren't clear on how to deal with these surplus points, at least at first, state officials were.
It was clear in their documentation and their public remarks that when it came to computing the overall GPA, that those grades would be capped at 4.0.
Call it the subscore ceiling, preventing a literally off-the-scale score in one subject from canceling out not-so-good scores in another subject. Or at least it would have. State officials changed course around mid-September of last year, about the same time Tony Bennett's staff was frantically emailing about Crystal House Academy's initially projected C. A new scoring document went up on the state's website, removing any mention of the subscore ceiling. So remember our fictional school? With 2 extra bonus points in English, the school ends up with an average of 4. With a ceiling in place, they'd get a B, but without a ceiling, they get an A overall, despite C-level math scores. This wasn't the only change that Bennett's staff made to the grading system. They ignored Crystal House's low high school-level scores. That said, it's not clear that state officials lifted the subscore ceiling with Crystal House alone in mind. It did help 165 schools, after all. But that brings us back to our commenter's original question. None of those 165 schools received D's or F's initially. Why didn't Bennett's change help these schools? Well, remember, the subscore ceiling is about preventing a really great score from canceling out a not-so-great score. But that's just it. You need a great score to cancel out. And mathematically, if your school got a D or an F, it probably doesn't have a score high enough to hit the subscore ceiling. So, is that a statistical quirk or proof of favoritism? That seems to be the defining question in a controversy the scale of which Indiana education has never seen before. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.